that day. The meaning of the term prepare the Passover when he commands Peter and John to do it would have been this. They would have had to go into Jerusalem and acquire a lamb. It had to be an unblemished male lamb, 1 year old, okay? No lame lambs, no three-legged lambs, no lambs with a bad case of the mange, you know, they're losing all their wool. It has to be a perfect lamb. They would purchase the lamb, then they would take the lamb into the temple. When they would get into the temple, there would be literally millions and millions of Jews in the city, but the men would act as representatives on behalf of their families or on behalf of the group called a Havarah, usually between 10 and 20 people, who would be feasting on that lamb. There would be two men sent into the temple in order to take the lamb and sacrifice the lamb. And when they got into the temple, this is what Peter and John would have done. And I'm getting all this material from the Mishnah. It's a collection of ancient rabbinic tradition. They would have gone into the temple. There was a low wall, kind of like an altar rail almost, between them and the priests. They would take the lamb. You would hold your lamb's neck over the wall. And then you would slit the throat of the lamb. So Peter or John would have slit the throat of the lamb. And what the priest would have done in the temple was have a golden or a silver basin. Okay, no pottery, people. Okay, no pottery barn implements here. Gold or silver, and they would have caught the blood of the lamb and then taken the blood of the lamb and poured it out on the altar of sacrifice in the temple, right? The rabbis tell us that in that afternoon, whenever they would sacrifice the lamb, 1 year they counted because Herod wanted to kind of do a census, and they sacrificed 256,000 lambs in 1 day. Now, that's a lot of lambs, and it's a lot of blood, right? The Tosefta tells us that the priests stood in blood up to their ankles around the altar. And whenever they had to clean the surrounding place of the altar, they couldn't just pour the blood out, just sweep it out of the temple. They had to pour it into the altar, into these funnels that ran out of the altar and down the side of the mountain, out of the side of the temple. So blood, rivers of blood, would flow out of the side of the temple at Passover. Does it sound familiar? It would flow out of a river called the Gihon River, the Gihon Spring, that flew out of the side of the temple. So if you were a Jew going up to Jerusalem at Passover to pilgrimage, what would you have seen if you came up the eastern side? A river of blood and water flowing out of the side of the temple. Yeah, you get it, yeah. This is a sign, it's anticipation of what's going to happen to the true temple, Jesus. He's the true temple, he's going to offer the true Passover.